Hello, I am Joanna Huang from the Campus Chronicle. This week, we are bringing awareness to National Crime Victims' Rights Week. In this podcast, we have three statements by criminal justice students Trevor, Shaklu, and Sayla. These statements are inspired by the This I Believe essays, which encourage people to express their core values and beliefs. Let's hear what they have to say in their own words.
I believe in valuing life, which means seeing people as more than just their worst actions. Victims of crime deserve justice, support, and protection. At the same time, those who have made mistakes should not be defined solely by them. The system must recognize the humanity of all victims, accused individuals, and those who have served time, meaning everyone should be treated with dignity and respect. As a police officer, I would never want to be unfairly judged or have my rights ignored, so I will commit to upholding those rights for others. Justice should never be about control or bias, but about fairness and accountability. I believe in the pursuit of happiness, which includes growth and second chances. Victims deserve the chance to heal, and offenders who show remorse should have the opportunity to rebuild their lives. A just system does not simply punish, it also seeks to rehabilitate and improve. If the system denies people the opportunity to move forward, it's failing in its purpose.
Selflessness is an uncommon but important trait. How often do we want what's best for ourselves instead of others? In my life, it is so easy to do what best benefits me. Our society constantly tells us to get the new thing. From personal experience, I am continually tempted to put myself first. Selflessness is an important trait for a community and a workforce to create a connected environment. Victims of crimes face mistreatment by criminals. Criminals selfishly put themselves and their desires over the well-being of others. Through this mistreatment, a lot of victims face trauma and a long recovery. Some victims become advocates for other victims who face the same mistreatment. This gives similar victims a place to turn and can potentially save lives. These victims bring to light the characteristic of selflessness. They face their traumas to help others. As I look for a future job as a police officer, I know that selflessness is a required trait. A police officer needs to put the community before their own life. Police officers face dangers daily. They have to sacrifice a lot of their time to properly serve the community. Being a police officer is very mentally straining. This is another sacrifice police officers have to make. In my future career, I want to be ready to put others' lives before my own. I desire to think about the community first consistently. What would our world be like if we all shifted our thoughts to others first?
One day, as I was in church with my grandmother, I wanted to get up and get away from the pastor and his senseless talking to go and play with my friends in the church's lobby. So I snuck away from my grandmother and headed toward where all the fun was with the other kids. By the time I got done playing with the other kids, church service was about to end, so I headed back to my grandma to sit in the pews. As I went to sit back down, I unknowingly blocked the view of some elderly people who were trying to listen and take in every word the pastor was saying. My grandmother saw this and quickly scolded me to come and sit with her. After church ended, she went up to those elderly people, apologized to them on my behalf, and said to me, "No matter where you are or who you are surrounded by, always respect people and keep yourself well-mannered." After that day, whenever I was at church and ready to sit down, I would crouch down and walk to my seat to not block anyone's view from the pulpit. I believe that respecting people even when I am not obligated to in a situation can make a difference in the way people see me and also how I show individuals that they are valued as human beings no matter who they are or what they look like. As an aspiring police officer, I will have to deal with people from all backgrounds and get into positions where I will have to arrest someone. These times are the times when I believe respect is most needed even when it is not required. I believe that the simplest gestures can make a huge difference in making someone's life better and fortunate, including the victims of crime. Whether that be giving the thirsty criminal some water after they just ran from you, or simply staying a little longer with someone who got assaulted on the streets. I believe that these assumptions that I hold to be true will make me a better person in a field where respect and civility are not always there.